Hi, I'm Miss Teresa, your host and dance movement teaching artist. Welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. Today is a dance book beats day where we dance out a great dance book. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown-ups. By dancing along at home, you understand the activities in this podcast carry a risk of injury. And if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So, double check to make sure any and all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure to ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, go ahead and pause the podcast now. So, if you missed our first two Dance Book Beats episodes, here's a little breakdown of how this is going to go. We are going to talk about a book I love. I love to read. And we are also going to dance with the book. Now, this is not an audiobook, so if you want to read or listen along to the full story and maybe check out the amazing illustrations in this book, I highly recommend visiting your local library to see if they have a copy. So go ahead and sit or stand tall and get ready to move. Here we go. Today's book. Can you make a big shape with your body like a square or rectangle, elbows nice and sharp and boxy? Nice. So today's book was written and illustrated by the one and only Mo Willems, who may just be one of the most amazing children's authors and illustrators ever. Can you stretch your arms and legs into a big star? Because Mo Willems is a star? Nice. Now this book is called Elephants Cannot Dance. It's an elephant and piggy book. And the book starts off with Piggy leaping into the story. Can you give me a nice big jump? Or lift your torso up high? Good. Now, Piggy has a pink tutu on and asks her friend Gerald, he's an elephant, can you move like an elephant? Maybe your ears are big and flapping, or your arm is a big trunk and you stomp around. Well, she asks him if he'll dance. The only problem is elephants can't dance. So Piggy, being the kind friend she is, tells Gerald she'll teach him to dance. She tries to teach him how to jump. Can you jump? Let me see all those jumps. Beautiful. But Gerald jumps far too late. Piggy tries to show him to move his arms to the side. Can you reach your arms to one side? Good. But Gerald moves his arms above his head. Can you reach your arms way up high? Good. Piggy lifts her leg to the front. Can you stand with one leg straight out in front of you? Good. But guess what? Gerald lifts his leg behind himself. Can you put one leg behind? Piggy tells Gerald to go up and stands on her toes. Can you stand on your toes? Good. But Gerald does the opposite and bends down. Can you bend down low? Now, could you do the opposite on purpose for these next ones, just like Gerald? So when I say up, you bend down. And if I say move forward, you move backwards. Let's try it. It's a little tricky. Here we go. Up. Right. You bend down. And down. Wow. You're standing so tall on your tiptoes. Now go backwards. Oh, good. You're walking forwards toward me. And forward. You are so good at this opposite game, you walked backwards. When Piggy says stop, Gerald spins. Can you spin? Oh, not too fast. Don't get too dizzy. And when she says spin, Gerald stops. Okay, stop your spinning. Good. She tries to teach him how to wiggle, but he just does the robot. Arms are straight, and you are a robot walking very stiffly. And when she tries to get him to the robot, he wiggles. Show me all those wiggles. Big elephant ear wiggles, big elephant arm wiggles. Everywhere wiggles. The dance lesson just isn't going well, and Gerald the elephant gets very, very frustrated. He jumps and stops and lunges and kicks. And stop. After all that frustrated dancing, Gerald is sad because he thinks elephants really cannot dance, no matter how hard they try. And he just sits down. Can you sit down with a sad face? Do you ever feel really frustrated and sad when there's something you have tried really hard to do, but it feels like you can't do it? I do sometimes, and it's a hard feeling. But in the book, Gerald has a good friend, Piggy, and he doesn't stay sad for long because a couple of squirrels come into the story ready to learn some dance moves, and they don't want Piggy to teach them. They want to do the elephant. They saw all of Gerald's frustrated kicks and leaps and dancing up high and low and thought it was fun. And so elephants actually can dance. It may not look like the dance you do in a dance class, like ballet or jazz, but that's okay. And that's okay for you too. Dance is more than just a technique like tap or hip hop or modern or ballet. Can you show me your own style of dance just on your own? Let me put on some different music for our elephant dance. Now you can dance however you want to. You have the best dance moves because they are your own dance moves. You can dance up high. You can dance down low. You can do that robot dance. Or lots of wiggles everywhere. You can even try the frustrated dance, the elephant. Kicks and jumps and grunts. Keep moving. Add a few spins in there. Can you do some big stomps? Maybe you're gliding along and leaping, swaying with the breeze. Keep moving. Your dance now is your own. It can be happy. It can be sad. It could be a frustrated elephant dance. However you're feeling, that could be your dance right now. And that dance is just right. Now just a couple more dance moves, and then I want you to find a pose. Are you ready to find your pose? Go ahead and hold it. And stop. And relax. I loved your dancing. Thank you so much for exploring Elephants Cannot Dance, written and illustrated by Mo Willems. And just like Gerald, I hope you know that you can dance, and I hope you always remember that. Make sure to visit your local library to see if you can read a copy with your grown-up. And remember, you can dance along with any book in your home library. Have a grown-up help you look for some of those great vibrant verbs to help you get dancing. Every book has them. For today, but before we go, let's take 3 relaxing breaths to finish. Go ahead and inhale and breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. And last time, breathe in and breathe out. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music by Sandra Kalmajer. For the latest Listen Think Leap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, consider sharing it with a friend or become a supporter at listenthinkleap.com. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids.